safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Welcome to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Appreciate you. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. Make sure you hit the number 1 on the keypad. Let me know if you want to holler at me. You know what it is. It's episode 320. And it's the subway, baby. You know what I mean? The underground ride out. This is where we just play the music. And we give the artists a chance to shine, man, here on the show. We got artists. They have submitted music from all over the nation. In fact, all over the world, because we've got people from the UK and Australia in our rotation, too, that have submitted music to K100 Internet Radio. Of course, if you don't know, all the artists have been vetted, I guess you could say, on our indie music review section called Ill or Kill. So when the artist first, you know, comes onto the show, they send us some music. We play it live on the air. And once we play it live on the air, we open up the phone lines to the callers that's on the line. And the callers are the judge, jury, and executioner of the song. If the callers are not feeling it, then it doesn't get into rotation. The artist doesn't make it, and then they got to try again. They can always try again, though. It's not like once you send a song in the K1 in their radio, then that's it. It's over. You know what I mean? If you get killed, some artists come back two or three times. We got a couple artists in rotation right now, and I salute them because they got killed two or three times. On Ill or Kill, and was like, I'm determined. They just kept submitting music until the people was feeling it, man. And that's how it works here. So it's kind of like a democracy, you know. We play the music live on the air. The callers vote on it. If it gets more ills than kills, then they make it onto this particular segment, which is the subway. So, artists, if you want to get your music in rotation on the show, remember, k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's k100radio, the letter K, the number 100, k100radio@gmail.com. All right, that's where you send your music. Send me one MP3, please. If you send me two or three, guess what? I'm only gonna pick the first one. I'm not being funny, but I'm extremely busy. Trust me, I am. And so, send me the music to k100radio@email.com. It doesn't have to be radio edited, it needs to be mixed and mastered. Because if I play it on Ill or Kill and it sounds like shit, you know what I mean? I mean, it's gonna get killed, and that's it. Because if it sounds like shit, you know what you do with shit. Yeah, that's what happens to it. Doesn't make it. So, k100radio@gmail.com. Artists, get your grind on. We don't charge a fee. All we do is ask that you support the show that supports the indie artists, and that would be us. With that being said, follow us on Twitter at k100_radio. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. All right? k100_radio and at Blizzum, BLIZM. www.blogtalkradio.com. That is the website. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Everything is K100Radio. We're on Facebook /K100Radio. All right? Check us out over there. Like our fan page. Also, check out our parent site, which is ChainlessEntertainment.com. 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 All right? Guess you guys do that for me, all right? We're going to go ahead and get to the music, but I got a couple people on the phone lines. We'll see who's checking in, but we're going to go ahead and get this subway crunk up, man, and get this subway started. I'm going to do one interview on the show tonight also. We got the homie DJ Corrupt's going to be tuning into the show about halfway through. All right? DJ Corrupt, he's going to come on real quick and tell us about what he's got going on and what his project is popping. I haven't had a DJ on the show in a long time. It's been a minute since I had a DJ on the show. Well, I mean, a DJ, but I have people who do radio shows, but not DJs on in a minute. I don't know. I'm not a DJ. I never professed to be a DJ. I just I just hit play. I'm not scratching. I ain't even got Serato. Just saying. Anyway, let me hit the phone line and see what's popping, man. 517, what up? Who's this?
Hey, what's up there, Black Man? I'm trying to request my good ass fire ass song, Big Folk, 20 Band, man.
Oh, you want to hear 20 Band? You want to hear Big Folk?
Yeah, dog.
All right. I got you, Shawty. Stand by. Let's see. Up in New Jersey, 856 Blessed Child, a homie. He's always on the line. What's happening, man?
What's good, man? What's good, man? Chilling, man.
Finna get ready to set this thing off, man. You good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Back and enjoy the music.
That's what's up, man. I'm feeling a little good tonight. I'm in good spirits. I feel like my Miami Heat finna take it to these motherfuckers. All these hating ass, brand new ass OKC fans around this motherfucker. You niggas really ain't OKC fans. You just Miami haters. Really, you ain't even Miami haters because niggas loved us when Dwayne Wade and Shaq went. Now everybody hate us because we got LeBron. So now all the LeBron hate is just coming on my team hate, and I'm like, fuck all y'all niggas. I'm glad I do internet radio so I can just literally say that. Fuck all y'all hating ass niggas. Now I mean, straight up. Hold on. 678-751. One more call. We finna get ready to go to the show. What up, though?
Hey, what's happening, buddy? It's your boy Big Folk checking in, man. You already know.
What up, homie?
Man.
And I'm over here sipping. I'm over here taking shots of tequila, getting right.
Hey, man, I need to get like you. I need to get like you before I get to this show, man.
All right, well, salute to the homie Big Folk. He always calls into the show. He always checks out the show. So, you know, we reward that here at K1's Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and set it off with the homie, you dig? Welcome everybody to the show, episode 320. It's the Subway. I got 20 fans, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got 20 fans in my pain right now. Right now, I got 20 fans in my pain right now. Right now, I'm ready to blow it up. I'm talking about cash. And I ain't talking fool when I mention I got bands. I'm talking about rats. Bitch, you seen the wheel. The whole price shopping spree. I'm talking about bills. Smoking on the zip. I'm drinking while I drive. My cup on full. I encourage you to try. Turn the sideline, nigga. My whole team ballin'. If one get out of line, your whole team fallin'. Your main bitch callin'. You better get your check up. She know how I kick it with the. I got a flick, but fucking with my egg, bro. That make you a lame. Cause we both from Decatur, that don't make her the same. A homie ain't green, I just threw a couple cards. No, she only hit one, I just made a couple bad hoes. Dubs, 50 homies, 150 dubs. 20 bands on me, that's 150 mugs. I got 20 bands in my pocket right now. I got 20 bands in my pocket right now. And I'm ready to blow it. 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 I got 20 bands in my pocket right now. I got 20 bands in my pocket right now. And I'm ready to blow it. 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 I'm talking about cash. I'm ready to fall, shouted texting for that ass. 100 just a smad, that's a penny in the bucket. Seen the work, pull up, pussy got wet before she touched. So she need a quick run, you ain't getting cake. Say you fucking with a break. I'm fucking with 28, we turn it down to a flight. I do big nigga shit, touchdown same night. Hit a bitch, nigga, bitch, I do big nigga shit. I'm all about a sack. The money, but I never ran track. Just cop for 200, spent about 200. My old bitch bad, but my main bitch lefty. Your main bitch lefty. My whole clique setting life long vacation. I'm doing getting money. I got 150 homies, 150 dubs, 20 bands on me. That's 150 mugs. I got 20 bands in my pocket right now. I got 20 bands in my pocket right now. I'm ready to blow it. 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 I got 20 bands in my pocket right now. I got 20 bands in my pocket right now. And I'm ready to blow it. I'm ready to blow it. I'm ready. To
know a real nigga when you see one. Take a picture, bitch, you really need one. This might be the last time that you see one. The feds coming for me, you know that I'ma run. You talking, taking mines, you talking murder one. I got a bad bitch, just to let you know. Oh, by the way, it's real nigga syndrome. I step up in the club, it's looking like a light show. Take a picture, bitch, I'm in my real nigga mode. Ride around, I'm getting it. You ride around, you missing it. I'm riding around that new shit. You ride around that old shit. Feds taking pictures, talking about indicting. Well, I'm a ball out, cop out, no fighting. You know the situation. I'm getting all this paper. The man in my city, they consider me the mayor. Niggas say you're different than them niggas, just some haters. Take a picture, bitch. I know you see me posing. Take a picture, bitch. I know you see me posing. Dead taking pictures like a motherfucker. Until I get caught, I'm balling like a motherfucker. Take a picture, bitch. I know you see me posing. Take a picture, bitch. I know you see me posing. Dead taking pictures like a motherfucker. Until I get caught, I'm balling like a motherfucker.
Yeah, fake ass nigga. You ain't never gotta show me no love. Homicide on anybody block like OJ, but with no gloves. Real nigga, I was born one. What the fuck is your blood type? Being broke ain't cool, nigga. Should've stayed in school, that ain't thug like. Young Joey, the fucking boss. I'm the boss, cause I said it. You a bitch, your girl a hoe. Tell a hoe that I said it. Real nigga, good in any hood. My report card A1. Check my baby pics, look around me. Same nigga from day one. Bad bitch, credit A1. We need more than your fit, nigga. Dressed like it's a birthday, just to come get your dick, nigga. Feds coming any minute, so we posing for the flicks. Hot boy, but my nigga is frozen in the bitch.
Yeah. I got the tears. people starving, it's time to eat. I got to get it and flip it for my community. Mason Dixon, MD, whatever you want to call it. I go harder than any of these fucking rap artists.
Now, how many times I got to tell these niggas? And how many songs I got to sell these niggas? But they don't know that I'm the man. That I'm the man. That I'm the man. That I'm the man. Pour me another cup.
Yeah.
We gon' have some fun, tearing the club up. I'm gon' represent, throwing my set in the sky. Ball on these broken niggas, blowing my smoke, getting high. My team is the truth, they make it do what it do. They do what they supposed to. Survival of the fittest, fool.
Yeah.
Like I'm gon' mess around and knock all up on the beat. Like I'm just gon' sit back and not gon' sun off in the streets. I'm making D, I've been doing this. True to this, I ain't new to this.
I'm
Yeah. Look, get your money, get your money. People keep telling me I'm worth a lot of money, but I ain't got no money, bitch, I'm hungry. Slowly trying to make my first million. Roll it up in bundles, put and thumb up in the ceiling. Chilling with them villains from the haystack, paying what we wearing, 100 grand in a Maybach. Big boy status, nigga living lavish. A show for 20,000, bitch, I spit that on my daddy. Just come with the status, you can do it like that. Drop a rack one day, the next day you make it back. Big stacks, plan A, plan B, never going broke. Grammy nominations for the statements that I wrote. Diamonds round my throat, P-boat with my kinfolk. Chopper with the scope, how much farther can I go? Just know, I wanna change the status and I'm going at it. Cut your cameras on, I'm about to be gone. Big one status, I wanna change the status. I need it in my life, oh, fluid dance cannons. Only here for a minute, so I gotta live it up. Wanna feel about it, then it goes for a couple million bucks. You the world from the real, let me while I'm here. Ain't got no deal, this is hot on the hill. Get your autographs and t-shirts and cameras on. I'm about to be gone. Once I take it there, I ain't never gonna return. Spread my wings and fly in the sky with the birds. Out of here, I'm tired of hearing trap bass, you roll that. Getting paid less, feeling like Walmart's rollback. No, Jack, I ain't gonna hold back. I got a whole sack of rhymes. I ain't lying, I'm lyrically inclined. Grind, get pussy and shine. Time waits for no man. I'm a pole man. I don't want half, I need the whole band. My slogans die to 100. See the grave or do your time. Bitch, I'm trying to get this money. See me smile, it ain't funny. That shit strictly for the camera. I get more radio play, fucking bitches in Havana. I scramble and move fast, trying to make a few fast dollars. Remodel Hampton Heights, street scholars. I wallow in the fucking mud for what I believe. Only a handful of these niggas really fucking with me. I need big one status, I wanna change status. I need it in my life, oh, fluid dance cat is only here for a minute, so I gotta live it up. Wanna feel about it, then it goes for a couple million bucks. You the world from the real, let me while I'm here. Ain't got no deal, this is hot on the hill. Get your autographs and t-shirts and cameras on. I'm about to be gone.
Dipping in the whole plane, Atlanta, Georgia, on 85 South, headed back down the Florida, blowing bread with the fam on the streets that I miss. When they ask me how I am, I just simply tell them this. I make hits, the streets label me greatness. I'm the greatest. Where you been stuck in the matrix? I'ma make it hard on the yard. They gon' be like trout banks, stop stunting on them bars. But it's not my charge, it's God's will. I was sent to speak this real shit. Definitely it was meant for me to transcend. Blown with the wind, I'm soaring up in the sky. Nobody could put me down. I'm in a league of my own, holding down the throne. I put my people on, we made it through the storm. No more rainy days, cause the clouds all gone. The sun's out now, time to get our shine on. It's big one status, I wanna change status. I need it in my life, oh, fluid dance cat is only here for a minute, so I gotta live it up. Wanna feel about it, then it goes for a couple million bucks. You the world from the real, let me while I'm here. Ain't got no deal, this is hot on the hill. Get your autographs and t-shirts and cameras on. I'm about to be gone.
Yeah. Just want to have a conversation. The good folks of the world. You know, educate y'all just a little bit about the Virgin Islands. That's where I'm from. That's my home. Seen?
Super villain beat.
For that we got cars and thieves in India to kill to be cheap. Drugs consume the homeless and the thugs carry guns. You can get any issue with the right kind of funds. Check it, from Glock 9s to Tech 9s and AKs to pistol grip shotguns with the buck spray. I seen a pearl handle 25 in school today. The kid said my 25 is just for child's play. The real Western outlaw scene. We don't bring heat cause we ain't got nothing to eat. Nah, this for the rep on the street. So I like a waka, wrong feeling like I can be beat. Hear me? I'm from a jungle where lions have stripes, cats with no fear, and they're ready to fight. Quick to turn out light, pull triggers, let the gun blast, shine so bright. Feel me?
I don't have that paradise.
I'm so tired of seeing all my people's hair live off crumbs, like crabs in a big drum. Every time I try to make a little come up, I get pulled back down. Me? I just trying to get over the hump. Grabbed a lot of Troy back, get my peeps out the slump. And the government ain't no help, this where it's up. We got bad man, a hustler's more popular than them. Now don't you dare think it's all peaches and cream, like my beaches are all clean. Paradise is what it seems. That's my front yard you see in magazines. Around here we got kids with lost dreams. Come back to back street, you see what I mean. Prostitution real heavy, transactions are always seen. When a fight break out, the guns are drawn. A week later we at the funeral singing them church songs. Certain cops will come, they're not the only ones with guns. I got no choice but to stand up and fight. Like Dolomite, ignite a movement with my peoples, we gon' shine some headlights. No food, no shoes, ex-cons with no job. Teenage baby mamas teach their kids how to rob. See you, shoot the rock or spit slick as your only ticket. Out the hood and to make yourself a legal profit. That's the way they make me think's the only way I got it. They even limit education, so I have to seek it. I just want what's mine so I can move on. Show the government we don't need their hair on. In the ghetto, we can dream on any bed we lay on. To come back in a Yukon, the color of Akon. Yeah. We've done so much for so little for so long that we can do anything with nothing at all. Tell them.
I don't have that paradise.
Yeah. everything, but I need you in my life. What I need to do to get back to that place in my life where you don't exist at all. I just want
everybody back to the Shizow. Welcome to episode 320 K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. It's the Subway, man. It's the All Indie Music Mix. Let me go to the phone. I got a people on the phones want to holler at me. What's popping? What up, homie?
Man, your phone breaking up, man. We can hear the music real good, but the phone breaking up.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And get back to it then. Let me go get back into the music. Man. I see a little quiet. I don't know what's going on with this modem over here.
Oh, okay.
Still breaking up?
Yeah, it's breaking up, but I can make out what you're saying, though.
Yeah, still, I'm probably calling through the phone and see it too. I'm going to go back to the music real quick. And, I'll call on the phone line and see, because I got an interview coming too, so I don't need that. Stand by, right?
All right.
Let me get back. I don't know what that's about. Where was it? So much music, man. Let me play some play in a minute. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I ain't played that in a minute. Well, I stay with the R&B. Nah. I'll play this right here. All right, this is the homie Burger representing 321, man. Checking in, you feel me? Shout out to the homie, man. We're going to run that real quick. I like this break. Here we go.
Daddy love you when you're stunned. Daddy love you when you're stunned. Or just fuck you when you ain't got none. Bam. They love you when you're stunned. Fuck you when you ain't got none. You ain't got none. Just got a letter from my cousin in the mailbox. Wanna know what's up with his hoes and why his mail stuck. How he got the money now he can't bail out. Why he got 12 years in the cell block. Say he think about his kids more than anything. Told me cuz watch who you fuck with cause it's a dirty game. Told me how my zone just got the railroad. Smurf tried to take it to the dough and got an elbow. There's a lot of niggas falling under pressure. And he wanna say their names, but he don't stress them. Shit. He say, cuz I got a lot of shit to tell you. And his next words wrote in bold letters. And it read, boy, they love you when you're out there studying. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. And then he said, I'm writing you, so you gotta write me. So return one ASAP. Much love. Where my gangs, where my riders, where my dubs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my hubs at? Love you when you're out here, son. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing for love. Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my dogs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my hoes at? See, they love you when you're out here, son. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing for love. See, cuz I'm just returning your letter. Shit so crazy, more crazy than ever. Just know that stormy weather don't last forever. If you need it, just ask, it's whatever. I got you. Cause when you're down bad, don't nobody need. Niggas ain't need no. Leave you to rot. Cause niggas ain't loyal. Niggas turn sour. Bitches get spoiled. Just seen them niggas you was with through the rain. They ain't even mention your name and that's fucked up. Cold shoulders, no letters, no cheddar. And my next words are wrote in bold letters. And it read, my nigga, God's my witness. Long as you down, I'ma ride it out with you. And if you're trying to get up out of that system, gotta stop stressing if they bother them bitches. Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my dogs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here, son. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing for love at. Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my dogs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here, son. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing for love at. Somebody tell me what a love at. Bitch, hoes, loves. Down and out with nothing at all. You ain't got nothing for love at. Where my gangsters, riders, thugs, and all my bitches, hoes, hugs. Gone. Let's go. They gone. Pop one of them penicillins up off the dresser. Cause the bullshit building up my pressure. That's why we really even fuck with them niggas. They'll get you fucked up if you ain't careful. Fuck with friends, cause I'd rather chill with family. Around the ones I know that understand me. And I don't hang around people I don't know. I know it's people out there that wanna ban me. Damn. Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my dogs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my hoes at?
your son. What the fuck you when you ain't got nothing? What the love at? Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my dogs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my hoes at? See, they love you when you're out here, son. What the fuck you when you ain't got nothing? What the love at?
I got all the hoes, throwing all this money, now it's all over the floor. Man, know me. Red Bull Stallion, I like riding ponies. We slutted VIP, so I told her just ride the wave. And I pull your car at home and watch drinking some A-Pokane. You see that money falling, don't even try and count it. Pulled out my knot and she got wet.
Water fountain.
So Curry keep me runs, he brought a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, niggas is red. Too busy feeding the snakes. I got
aches and pains from being boxed in, locked in. My firm spot in the fucking top 10. And you tryna push the envelope, get you a stamp in. Pop gave me that belt, I guess that mean I'm champs then, right? And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I need. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Okay, trill at the wheel. Let me let my seat back. Adjust the mirror for niggas so I can peek back. Start with Lucas, left off with three stacks. Three lakhs, kill off and lead track, eat back. And these back pains, I handle a different way. I stay icy hot, these niggas been gay. And since they feel the need to question whether he's real, I stop it for a start like the plan B pill. Bitch, I'm the answer, question, who the truest? Still the answer, question, who the newest? Notice the way I let it all hang out. Rope chain, make a noose, homie, chill, hang out. They need a hero, so I suited up and came out. Show the game how she came in once I came out. Yeah, see don't load a name, you should know. If you don't fuck with me, you know where you can go, nigga. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I need. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want, man. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Damn it, was on the way home and crash landed. Stranded, fuck the planet if they don't understand it. And my crew, I got it branded. That's just the way that love goes. It's thugged out, forgive me, Janet. Man, it's unlikely you see me weak on these beats. Coming from these streets and stretching 300 for 3 weeks. And these freaks wanna play chess with they sex. I tell a bitch to skip like they left to pay less. Why say yes? Comments from common niggas, thinking they commentators. But y'all ain't commentators, y'all niggas just common haters. Rock told me to keep the energy flowing, I listen. Mississippi Power, really my only competition. I see you fishing for greatness in the wrong water. Ain't caught a part of a starter for your team. Play it smarter. I see a lot of Marlins. I don't see no Michaels. One love in my one glove. Ha! And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. T-I-T-O. GPC. Y'all know how we do. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me.
I'm here, what you sipping on? This ain't a booty call, baby girl, this a different song. This ain't everyday thing that you stumble upon. If you feeling what I'm feeling, baby, start singing along.
You find, you move me, you on my mind already. You the first girl stepping to the club. You receive why, girl, you got me. I'm ready to leave out from this crowd and get down. Nothing can describe how hard I feel for you.
I'm in the past.
flame, maybe I need to slow it down. Take this heat off this high bit and just simmer down. You just got me, girl, flawless, that's what I walked upon. And I ain't listening if they tell me you not the one. They call me stupid, well, listen here, then I'm stupid then. My dog's asking me, and you got shot by Cupid, when? But I ain't worried, I got you around me, that's all I need. I ain't gotta look no more, me and you guaranteed. Am I tripping, there's something about you I can't ignore. All this time has been you is what I've been waiting for. And in my future, no picket fences, let me for real. Cause inside of the house, I'm sitting on top of hills. But by the day for the time, pool in the backyard. With two girls at a bike, not trying to act hard. Planning trips to the island that we can kick it on. Back to reality, tell me, what was you sipping on?
You find movement, you on my mind already. You the finest girl stepping to the club.
You can see why, girl, you got me.
I'm ready to leave out from this crowd.
Welcome back to the show, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number if you want to hit me up on the switchboard and call into the show. Got an interview I'm going to do real quick, man. You know, in the middle of the subway, you know, a lot of people know we normally just run music, but, you know, this is a special interview. We're going to get this brother on the line real quick. Hold on. This is homie DJ Corrupt. What's happening, homie? What's popping with you?
I'm right here, man. Everything's popping right now in the studio. Checking into another studio. That means work on top of work. I'm always flipping working, man. That's all I do.
Absolutely, man. That's what's popping, man. So what's going on, man? First of all, maybe I don't know if they – I know you grind. I know people have heard of you, but maybe my listeners haven't heard of you, or maybe they have. But I want you to introduce yourself formally, man, and tell the people what's really popping with you, where you from, and where you represent.
Well, originally from Springfield, Massachusetts. I did a lot of radio work, club work in Connecticut. So a lot of people may know me from, you know, doing the radios in Connecticut. You know, then I did a lot of work in New York as well. You know, I moved out to New York in 2000. So I've been, you know, grinding in the streets from Brooklyn to Manhattan to the Bronx. You know, maybe you ran into a DJ Corrupt mixtape or in Queens or whatever, you know. You know, real big on the mixtape scene, Street Corner Gangsters, got the Gnarly series, the Love and Music series. So, you know, if you want to get online and do a little Google search or whatever, you know, check DJ Corrupt Mixtapes, and, you know, you can find me there, definitely.
Absolutely, man. Well, it sounds like you grinding. You feel what I'm saying? That's what's popping, you know what I mean? There's a couple things, you know, on the show, man, we specialize in independent artists. You know, that's how we play over here on the show, you know what I mean? Like, cast the deal with whatever K100, we like, you know, we don't run them. They already get national FM exposure because this is like one of the other outlets that we try to give to the indies, because we know that, you know, when cats got budgets and they got radio budgets and all that, you know, not that it's easy. None of this shit is really easy. It's always work. You know what I'm saying? People think it's easy, but there's nothing about it's easy. You got to work. But we just want to be an outlet for the independent artists only. How does your movement really help independent artists as far as they go cats who are on the ground trying to come up? Because a lot of times some DJs, they only want to deal with the people who already got the money, you know, and then some DJs, you know, they kind of deal half and half. How do you play that scene? Do you deal with a lot of independent artists when they grind coming up? You know what I'm saying? Is the new mixtape mostly indies or has got some majors? What's popping with it?
Yes, I'm like the independent outlet, man. Like a lot of dudes, like I got a marketing company too, Street Corner Marketing, so a lot of times, like, artists will contact me from, you know, hearing about me and the work that I've done, you know, like, they're already familiar. But I've done tons of independent mixtapes, man, whether they had a budget or no budget to work their project, because it does take money, but at the same time, there's other ways you can get your music out, like, as far as the internet is. So the independent grind is not easy. Like you said, it is definitely not easy, man. Like, I remember when I did a mixtape with Joe Budden, and like Joe Budden was, like, you know, he was jump off at the time, and the mixtape went from I was out of New York. I had moved to New York in early 2000, like, that mixtape went from New York to Cali, and I couldn't stop getting calls. It was like 5 years later, and I still got phone calls. So it's about, like, connecting with the right, I don't want to say the right DJ, because there's not a wrong DJ. It just depends on the chemistry between the artist and the DJ. You guys got to click, and then hopefully you could make that marriage and that one tape that's going to, you know, travel. But don't just make the tape and think it's going to pop just like that. You got to put work behind it. You can't, it's crazy, man, because I've been through so many situations with different independent artists. Like, you first thing, you got to listen, man. Like, if a guy said, like, this is not going to work, that's not going to work, you know, take the criticism, man, and just try to work together, you know. You guys are in it together. So find that DJ, and make it work. It's like a relationship. Try to make it work.
Now let me ask you this. Look, this is a couple of things. Of course, we got a couple of different series. Like, right now, you tuned in, and when you're interviewing in the middle of our all music series, we got that called The Subway. We got The Illa Kill, which is our indie music review, where some cats send us music into the show, right? We play it all over the air. And then the callers on the line, they judge it. You know, if it fails, it's dope. If it will get killed, you know, more ill votes, then we put them into this particular segment where we just run the music. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we doing independent music. We also do talk segments and stuff. And one of the talk series that we got going on to help artists, because we talk and indie music, you know what I'm saying? So we got some talk segments where we talk about just random shit and what's going on in the world, whatever, politics, whatever's popping in the hood, whatever. And then sometimes we got this series that we call Indie 101. And a lot of things that we talk about in Indie 101 is relationships that people have with certain DJs. Now, you charge a DJ, if you charge a artist package, we don't have to worry about the prices, but if you charge an artist whatever flat rate and they pay you that whatever, a lot of times you'll see, especially here in Atlanta, you got cats that are host of cats mixtape. They go out and they drop, like, crazy money to get a big-name DJ to host it, but at the same time, that's all the DJ does. He hosts it, and that's it. You don't see him blasting it out. He's not promoting it. He barely even plays that particular artist clubs in a song or whatever. And I'm like, well, you just dropped, like, crazy money, you know what I'm saying, on a DJ, and, like, all they did was you just paid for him to, like, talk over your music, but he's not really promoting it. How do you feel as a DJ about how much responsibility do you feel as a DJ when you collab with an artist to do a mixtape? Do you feel to push the music?
Well, I kind of heard a story like that myself when artists came to me and told me their past experience with DJs and what they've done. And some DJs at that point feels like you're paying for the name. You're not paying for a promotion service. You're paying for the name. Not saying that that's the way I am, because, like I said, like I do a mixtape with a dude and won't even get paid do this mixtape.
Right.
But with me, it's a little different. But, you know, there are some DJs that's like that. It's not even just DJs. I'm sure there's artists that's like that. There's rappers and singers and every, you know, every. It's not about being a DJ. It's about being a person. That's the way that person is. They feel like you're paying for that brand. So you, as an artist, you know, you would have to figure all that out beforehand, before you go and make those payments, and you find out what are you paying for. Are you paying for that name? And even if that DJ does work that music, you can't just depend on that DJ. You got to work it yourself, too. That's like making a song and sending it to a radio station, and that one station plays it. But then what about the rest of the country? You got to still work your music. You got to work it.
Right, right, absolutely. I understand that. I totally agree with you all the way on that. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you a hand clap on that one. You know what I'm saying? But because a lot of times I tell people, I'm like, I don't know if you know, this is my first time actually talking to myself, but I'm an artist myself, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I started this particular show and I started this station as a way to just, as a power player, as a way to expand my brand that, you know, we all know now. Well, if you don't know, everybody knows that it's about branding now. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, branding yourself as an artist, you know what I mean, branding yourself as a company and really getting your grind on as a brand and growing your brand. So K100 Radio was a way for me to grow my indie label and grow my name. And it's right. Done what it's supposed to do for me. It's supposed to help me grow my brand and get my name out there because, you know, as an artist, you may it's Atlanta, Georgia, man. It's an artist. You can throw a rock and hit a rapper and jog down the street to a studio, wherever you at. You know what I'm saying? This is how it is here. You know what I mean? But, you know, me having this extra arm of owning the studio and doing K1's radio and all this stuff, it helps my name and it helps me network with people who may not be looking for an artist or whatever, but they are looking for exposure on the radio show or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Things like this is how I meet a lot of people. And then from that point, we may end up collabing, we may end up working and doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? I try to tell artists all the time, when you step to a DJ, you know, and the name of this game is, what can you do for me? If you can't do nothing for me, then you got to pay me, right? You know what I'm saying? That's the name of that's the nature of the business. So on the Indie 101 series, we have people talking, you know, telling DJs, they're like, look, you know, some people feel like DJs are now in the position to be A&Rs. But now DJs, a lot of DJs are basically an extension of payola to point where they don't play what they're not paid to play. You feel what I'm saying? Well, I want to know what you think about that particular notion, because a lot of people pretty much now, they call into this show, that's listening, you know what I mean? Trust me, there's a lot of people that call into this show and artists and stuff and just people from all over the nation. And it's like a mood. They feel like, well, basically DJs is kind of turning into radio where it's payola. Like, DJs don't spend what's hot anymore. They spend what niggas is paying on the play. What do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Do you feel that's a true assessment, A, and if or B, false, you know what I'm saying? But what do you feel about it in general?
Well, it's definitely some situations where you have to play what was given to you. And not knowing, like, let's say you're a DJ, right? And I'm not a DJ. I'm like the regular consumer listening to you, and you're playing some music. I'm like, why the heck is he? Like, this money, pay him to play. Like, you'll never, I wouldn't know unless you tell me. So it may seem right. Like that. I know that, you know, like, me being on radio stations and when I get off, I get home, and they're like, yo, why the hell did somebody, you must have got paid to play that song. No, I didn't. That's what I have to play.
So right, sometimes
you really never know, man. But then again, there are times where, you know, that is the case. So, it's really nothing you can do about it. You know, that's the game. You got to play the game, I guess. But at the same time, like, not every artist is going to be hot. Not everybody's going to be hot. Not everybody's going to make it to be
right.
That superstar. It's not possible. So, you know, that I'm not at the same time, I'm not telling you to quit and give up, but. Because you never know what's going to pop, man. You really don't.
Right.
Whether the DJ is playing it or not, it can still be a
right.
Hit. So many songs that DJs haven't broke that broke itself. So it's really a science to it, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? You don't know.
Right.
You don't know.
Right.
Where it is.
Well, I definitely understand that, man, and. I just tell people all the time, like I try to be informative. I tell people what works, you know, and what don't work for me or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I try to keep this particular program, as far as K100 Radio, you know, this is as an independent outlet, you know, and what's happening now is a lot of the people who are seeking artists, a lot of people whose grind depends on the artists, like promoters, people who are doing open mics, people who are doing all this kind of stuff like this, the people who grind depend on the artists, they come to these kind of shows and they listen to these kind of shows and they advertise and I retweet and showcase and stuff. I'm a sponsor for a couple of the showcases via the internet radio here. And I try to tell the artists all the time, man, you know, what works one particular artist. I tell people, man, I know quite a few people who are, quote unquote, at the upper echelon. And every time they tell me a story, it's never the same way. It's never the way their path to success is never the same way. I just feel like when you're talking to people, you're talking to artists and DJs, whatever, like you said, whatever works. One DJ may use turntables, another may use iTunes, one may use Serato. I don't know. But as long as the fucking dance floor is packed, no one really gives a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one cares. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Of course, we got this revolution where people, it was a phase. What about that? Let me ask you this while I got you on the phone as a DJ. What about that phase when everybody was being overly critical of the digital DJ, when they was like, oh, if you can't cut on a vinyl, you're not a DJ? Is that officially dead now? Can we go ahead and rule that as dead, that notion, at this point?
Can we go ahead and do what?
Can we go ahead and kill that? Can we go ahead and say that that's just not true? You don't have to, you know, you can be a dope DJ without having to spin vinyl. Like, you're still a DJ. You really are a DJ without having to spin vinyl.
Yo, you know what's so crazy? Like, I would hate to say we can kill it. I would hate to say that. But you know what's crazy is, like, the other night I was in the club, right? I was working. And I had an opening DJ. So,
right.
You know, I bring my equipment. So, you know, I got my Rain mixer with the Serato, you know, like, and then I got the turntable, you know, my turntable. So I'm setting up my equipment, making sure, you know, doing sound check. And then I look at the opening DJ, and I'm like, you're going to be cool with this, right? Like, you're going to be able to use these, right? He looks at me, he says, I don't know how to use that. I said, oh, my God, this is too crazy. He didn't know how to use a turntable. Are you freaking serious?
So, I mean, so obviously we can't kill it yet then. What you're saying is we can't kill it yet.
I would hate to say that. Like, that, I mean, to me, that's crazy. To me, that was real crazy to even hear him say that he did not know how to use a turntable. That's ridiculous, and you're a DJ. But you know,
it's, I mean, but is it crazy? I'm telling you, man, yo, I had a whole DJ segment. I wish I know you. We had a whole DJ segment. We had DJs online, and this whole line of questioning, this whole thing right here, what we talking about right here, was an hour long conversation, and still didn't end with a definite. You know, everybody was just like, it's basically one of those to each his own type of situation. But you can't necessarily call one person garbage or whatever. You know, one more thing. One more question, and we'll go ahead and get back into the music, man. You feel me? I got some people on the phone line, so I'll see if anybody wants to ask you a question from the phone line. I got to move right here back to the music. But let me ask you this right here, though. Okay. Because I love having DJs on the phone. I could talk to DJs all day because there's so many things. I could do a whole two-hour show with a DJ, literally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things I'd be wanting to say, ask, but, you know, we'd be compressed with time. But what do you think about the state of hip-hop? Like, tell me who you feel right now. Like, who do you bump? Like, when you bump it, you're like, I'm fucking with that record. Right now,
Nas. I say Nas because, you know, not only that's the era that I'm from. Like, I fuck with Nas, man, and him coming, like, he's just showing a lot of artists that you can't stop, man. You can't stop because the people that grew up off of you are still listening to music. So, you know, for you to stop because you feel like you can't rap anymore, it's ridiculous. So fuck with Nas right now. Nas, really fuck
right, right. I asked you that because that was a setup question, sir. You know what I'm saying? For this particular question that is highly controversial in the music industry, what do you feel about, if you saying that you bumping Nas and that's the era that you from, what do you feel when you in the club or whatever? Just honestly, I really would like an honest opinion. You know, without stepping in on anybody's toes, and I don't want to call anybody's name. But what do you feel when you play music in the club where you really feel like, this dude is garbage, why does everybody love it? What's going through your head as a DJ? Because I know for a fact, and this is not an indictment on you, this is the way it is. I know for a fact, especially if you DJ in clubs down here, and I know a lot of DJs that's from other places that live here now, because this is the music, quote-unquote, music mecca, and it's a lot of work here for DJs, you know what I'm saying? It's 1,000 clubs every fucking where in the world and everything, parties, whatever. And so you can get money, you can get paid here, and I constantly meet DJs from everywhere else, and constantly just to the point now where they just, that's why I bring up the payola thing. It's like now, I literally know DJs personally
West Side tonight, and the West Side love what the West Side love, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't playing, you on the East Side, and you play with Gucci all night, pack your shit up, and you never come back to this club. So whether they like him or not, I don't want to call him by the name. I'm just saying, it's just what do you feel as a DJ when you have to do that because of where you at? Like, do you feel funny? You feel like some kind of a sellout? Do you feel like or do you feel like you're just doing your job?
Nah, honestly, like some people, like the listeners right now, or maybe even you might hate me for this answer, but honestly, it's not about me. You know, I listen to so much different music. There's not really a lot of music that I really don't like that I do play in the club. But if I'm playing it for me or whether I'm playing it for the people, it's about the people. So if that song disgusts me, if somebody come and request it to me, I'll play it. You know, I'll play it. I can't really think of a song right off the top right now. I mean, I'm sure there are songs that I don't like, but or artists that I don't like. But either I get used to it, or I play it for the people. So, you know, y'all probably hate me for that answer, but I can't think of a song right now or artist that I don't like.
I don't think I don't think hate is just that. I don't know. It's just things have changed with the DJ. Now we went from an era of DJ break and make and break the hot shit to DJ play. It's like it used to be a DJ with the facade. I feel like this is me personally, and I'm going to get ready to go. I feel like now at this particular point, DJ, in this era, this is the era of the DJ. It is less of a quote-unquote record breaker. And a lot of them like call themselves record breakers, but when you break a record, you break a record, they get the term breaking a record from like breaking a horse. Like you get on that motherfucker and ride it to that motherfucker okay with you riding. So breaking a record is you get on this motherfucker and you play a song until the motherfuckers love it. You know, you break it to the people. That's the point. Like nobody dances off a song they never heard before in life in the club. You have to break it. You know what I'm saying? You have to get it out there or whatever. That used to be what it meant. Now it just seems as time is going on, just the way the game has changed, it's not all DJs' fault. It's a plethora of reasons why it's just not like that anymore. Now it seems DJs are more facilitators of what radio is pushing, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Except in Atlanta, it's like that. Except for in the strip club. In the strip club, they literally still break records. In the strip club, because in the strip club, the strippers have the power. The strippers tell you what the fuck they want to dance to. Right. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like in Atlanta, you bet off fucking getting tight with a couple strippers breaking your record. You know what I'm saying? And you have better success than trying to, you know what I'm saying, work the radio or, you know, do all that. You might as well, you know, fuck with a couple strippers. And if they keep dancing off over the top, then it'll leak up. You know what I'm saying? But that's the niche over here in Atlanta. But it feels like it's become more of a the DJs more so facilitate what's already going on the air. But not all the time, but I know still you got some DJs who really break records. Do you do that? Is my last question for you. Do you do that? Do you say I'm fucking with this record so much I'm gonna make these motherfuckers love it? Do you do that?
Yes, I do. Not only do I break records, I break artists, man. I break artists. DJ Corrupt, I say that. I break records and I break artists. So you're trying to get onto the scene. You know, you hit me up, man, because I make it happen. Street Corner Gangsters, Street Corner Marketing, Gnarly Mixtapes. And DJ Corrupt, that's what I do. I am here for the people.
Absolutely, man. All right, man, you should make sure, tell them one more time how they can get in touch with you. One of my callers, I think they want to ask you a question. He's from New Jersey. Let me see if he want to ask you a question real quick. Hey, yo, Bless Child.
Yo, what's good?
What's up, homie?
You got a question for DJ Corrupt, homie? Go ahead.
Man, yo, I respect that, man. Like you said, man. He said questions, a lot of people are going to hate what I say. Nah, I don't hate what you say, man, because you're saying it real. Cause in the day, you got to eat. That's your job.
Right.
But being a man and saying, look, yeah, I play stuff that I don't like. That's like working a regular 9-to-5. That's like me telling my boss, tell me to do this. I don't like it, but I got to do it to get that paycheck.
Exactly.
You feel me? But like I said, when it all goes down to it, man, it's like, you got to keep it real with yourself, man. You got to keep it real with yourself, man. You don't keep it real with yourself, man. How you expect somebody else to keep it real with you? But like I said, man, I appreciate that interview, man. Coming from a real DJ, I like your answer when you said, dude didn't know about turntables. You don't know about turntables, man. Get the fuck out the game.
Hold on, let me interject. I mean, I feel you, because I'm from that era, too, where DJs had to really cut. But at the same time, It's like, yo, you want to tell the man to get the fuck out of the game, but maybe if he just started DJing in the last couple of years, it was like, why did he even buy? Why did he buy turntables? And why did he even? If he just started DJing recently, and people can learn in past, let's say the past 5 years, okay, the past 5 years corrupt, and if he just learned and he just started getting the game in the past 5 years, I mean, it's a good possibility he don't know about it. You know?
Well, listen, it's okay. It's okay not to use a turntable. It is okay to not use it. But to not know how to use it is a different story, my man. You know what I mean? It's a whole different story.
They get lazy, man. Everybody looking for the shortcut, right, man. So they getting lazy.
You didn't say. I would have been cool if you would have said, "Nah, corrupt. I use CDJs, man." I would have been cool with that. But my man said he did not know how to use it. Period. That's that.
All right, man. One more call. I'm going to get back to some music. Let me see. The homie A-Town checking in. Big Pope.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on? You got a question for DJ Corrupt before we get back to the music?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just really riding out with y'all, but DJ Corrupt, good people, man. You know, I bumped into him up there at Club Deja Vu a while back. You know, my manager, Slick, tried to have a misunderstanding with the other guy, but, you know, He doing his thing, man. He shows stupid love, extra love, man. He doing
right.
His thing, man. So I'm fucking with him the long way, man. He fucking with
right.
Me and my team. We fucking with him.
Exactly. It ain't all about right. The money. It's about the work, man. They know me, man. It ain't about the money. It's about the work, baby. Let's work.
Yeah, man. Hey, you got to fuck with him, man. Follow him, fuck with him, do everything, man. That guy official.
Exactly.
All right, man, that's what's up, man. Normally, DJ Corrupt, I got, like, all kind of sound effects and gunshots and shit that be going on in the background, but we have some technical difficulties over here, so I'm actually on the phone line doing a damn interview with you, and that's just all the way crazy. But anyway, I had to make it happen because we at least got the interview in or whatever, man. So I really appreciate you calling into the show, man. You know, interview went a little bit long or whatever, but it's all good, man. We had some real good insight. I think the questions were real good. I think the people will appreciate it, especially the artists. Listening to what, you know what I'm saying, an official DJ has to say about some of these things, you feel me? One last time before we go, man, tell the people real quick how they can hit you up on Twitter and your link and where to get the mixtape from.
Yeah, definitely shout me out at DJ Corrupt on the Twitter. Big shout out to Super Manager Big Rick. You can hit him up 678-859-3303. Shout out to my assistant, Nez. You can check me out on livemixtapes.com, you know, or that crack, that piff, whatever you want to do. Search me on Google. The mixtapes is there, man. And big shout to shout to the whole East Coast, the South, and the West Coast, because like every market that I go in, you know, they genuinely fuck with me and accept me. Shout to Ohio, shout to North Carolina. I was just in North Carolina, you know. I'm here now in Atlanta. This is my home now. Shout to Connecticut, shout to Mass, New York. I ain't forget y'all, but I'm here now in Atlanta. And you know, big shout to y'all, man, for having me on the show.
Absolutely, man. K100 Radio Solution. Tell if yeah, a lot of artists listen to this show, man. We get like over 1,000 and some people that listen to the replay every day. You know what I'm saying? Plus, right now the game is on, so niggas is not really tuning in. They're here tomorrow. So I'm gonna get you off the line because I'm trying to help me get up out of here too at 10 because I gotta get down to Dugan's ASAP. Anyway, so homie, real quick, how do people submit music to you? How do you take submissions from artists? We gotta get that out there.
What email is it? I think it's the music is DJ Corrupt Business at Live. I think that's the submission email. DJ Corrupt Business, the full word business at live.com. You can submit the music there. And let's get to it. Let's get to the work. DJCorrupt.com.
All right, man. Thanks for tuning into the show, man. I really appreciate it, homie. Let me get ready to get back into the music, all right?
You got it, boss. Appreciate it.
All right, homie. We'll go ahead and spin this joint. This is yours truly right here. Ready for War featuring Tyesha Brown. Welcome, everybody, back to the subway. Let's get back into the music, man. Shout out to DJ Corrupt. Let's go.
It's warfare time, baby.
I'm
so I got my girl Tyesha to help me out with this thing, man. Uh-huh. Ready for war. Can't anybody talk you out of that?
Yeah. Keep it, baby, with a strap on my lap or beside of me. And I'm ready for war. Gonna make it through the enemy and do it running right for me. When I'm ready for war.
Trees on them like an egg, patient with that first call. You can't call it off shorty cause it's going down. Stuff a small pistol in the club, nigga, fuck around. South side till I die, black tea, red eyes, ski mask for the sash, nigga, let's ride. When it's time to eat a man up or stand down, listen, Mr. Front Runner, you can play the background. Vividly diagram life through my diaphragm. Weed smoke blowing through my nose, pass it to the fam. Like that, turning tote burners to make it. Plus, all my bras stink like Angela Davis. Can't stop a hustle on the grind, I'ma make dough. David Koresh, the feds, turn the hood into Waco. From the gunshine state, back up to Clayco. I'm the man around this field, cause I say so. Straight like Kobe. Tell these white folks they owe me. So we gon' keep it grinding till they got the 40 acres to show me, homie. And if they take my guns, I got the bats and the knives. So still be fooled for the maggots and flies. Surprise, run up on them quickly. Look them dead up in the eyes. They know I'm about to ride like a Hemi. Time's the only thing they can give me. Judge by 12, but carry by 6. My real thugs feel me. So I two pop these imposters. Big pop, 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 big jam, Master J. Who shot you? And if I die first, I forever live on. Immortalized through my words, nigga, sing my song. Leave my money to my seeds, leave my brother my groan. And tell my girl they ain't coming back home. Let's get it on. I'll ask him, how shall I love my neighbor when he ready to kill me? Dear Lord, I don't understand it really. I know it sounds silly, but I thought you said an eye for an eye. Words that I live by till I die. So my mama gon' cry as she mourn over her firstborn. That's life, nigga, you've been warned. As my soul gets gone.
Engagement band, wedding ring. It's me and you, they. So tell your dude the two. They see I'm smoother than rim and straight, but yet I'm cut against the grain. But my heart is open when I'm with you, boo. Feel my pain, and I make it happen like it's corner magic. David Blaine, see what goes around comes around, you know, boomerang. Francisco to the Keys, we can even go overseas. And I'm like, why not? Let's take the yacht and feel the sea breeze. Can do the Red Lobster or a corner spot in CC. I'm down to do whatever you please, let's go.
Tell me when I pull up, it's something like a pickup. You gon' lose your breath when you see the Chevy. Beat up, beat up.
Shouting, let your girls walk home. We cruising out to the bar, that'll take you to the places that you never knew existed. And now you're staying late like a nigga holding detention. Damn, when it's the view up out the window, and how your mind blown like a nigga smoking that endo. See, I got you ready for it. See, mama, this here the last step. So when I pull up back like you're underwater and hold
now
your
when
breath,
I pull up, it's something like a kick up. You gon' lose your breath when you see the Chevy.
Party hard.
Yeah. I'm out, baby. I gotta catch my flight.
Dick and Jane, baby.
Dick and Jane, baby. Dick and Jane, baby.
I know it's you, Spotty. I be on the phone. Why these other bitches won't leave me alone? Ooh, I be waiting on you. Fuck them other bitches, girl. It's all about you. Ooh, I make it rain on your body. Morning, noon, and night. I'm only thinking about my body. Ooh, I be waiting on you. With the
no need to hide your tears or your fears. No. Them other hoes ain't here, but like the DJ, I premiere. Yeah. And who gon' see our body if we sit and do it here? And who gon' count our money if we sit and count it here? My dear, you see how they relate. late. Let's think, let's make a perfect point in time and have these bitches all hate. I'm straight, no need to insinuate. I got my own goals, no need for no digging, hey. I rock my own show. No clothes, I suppose, that's how you really like it. I'm rocking with no hands, so you know that I won't fight it. These hoes so excited, but you not even excited. And he ain't even thinking about you, bitch, I'm body. The magic box between my legs, shit, I really got it. I sent a memo to the bitch, she ain't really got it. Yeah, I could ride it, he works me like a lot. I suggest you do the same, for we all doing bodies.
I know it's you, Spotty, yaddy on the phone. Why these other bitches won't leave me alone? Ooh, and I be waiting on you. Fuck them other bitches, girl, it's all about you. Ooh, I'm making rain on your body. Morning, noon, and night, I'm only thinking about my body. Ooh, and I be waiting on you. Now tell me, shout it with the moon.
Now that we are here alone and everybody's gone, let's go like the strong. Poke us a perfect patron. Like the semi-automatic tool. Let's count the shit we on. Just trying to rub your body right, not trying to do you wrong. Just trying to get your mind right before they cut the lights on. Before the group of girls, then they notice that we on. Get up and be flown. Smoke that and we gone. Forget a hater, mile running type of shit we on. Let's celebrate your body. I just wanna thank your mother. We'll never need another, cause all we got is each other. Clip to clip, hip to hip, your body on my body. Trip for trip, sip for sip, let's get the party started. Cause we like to party too and do what we do. And you came to party too, so do what you do. And yes, you get slapped if you're looking ho. Bitch, I did 2 rounds and I got more.
I know it's you, Spotty, I be on the phone. Why these other bitches won't leave me alone? Ooh, and I be waiting on you. Fuck them other bitches, girl, it's all about you. Ooh, I'm making rain on your body. Morning, noon, and night, I'm only thinking about my body. Ooh, and I be waiting on you. Now tell me, shout it with the moving.
Can't hit a party, all the girls get low, let's go, little shouter.
Cause it's that good life that we live.
hold up, man. Let me get my button up on. Last school, what up, homie? Let me throw stars at him. This is ninja music, right? Cause there come a time in every man's life where he say he grown. But what that mean is, you have to leave them girls alone. Check it. She was tied up in capris and a tank top. Flaring, I keep staring, she quit, but I can't stop. Around the way, girl, far from this fake world. Maybe your lady, I have some babies, and that's plural. Nah, she ain't thinking like a man. All this shit is out of hand. She just working on a plan. And I can dig it, baby, cause I'm working hard myself. She said she got her own, but she ain't turning down no help. I felt that. She said you need to get your belt back. I said my pants ain't really sagging, they just relax. But those guys can make a G probably compromise. And what's behind them even better than between the thighs. I know we lie from the barbecue. Not the type to throw my heart at you, but damn, baby, I started to. How about I load up in the car with you and hit the road? Maybe stroke a spot up in you that can hit your soul. One time for the ladies with their clothes on. I know it's been a minute, baby, but this show's on. Fly the Delta with your fly self. I know you representing, baby, but can I help? And I just wanna chill in your world, cause I know that you ain't feeling all these squirrels. Right. So maybe we can get this right of world. Cause you a woman, not a girl. She told me all she wanted is happiness. She don't like the ratchetness. All them TV shows is embarrassment. Now, that's what I call reality check. Never met a silly woman that attracted me yet. She put the dress up in her profile pic. All them bathroom ass shots is so childish. She sipping on some rock and eating crabs out of bucket. First date, 150 man and I ain't even cut it. Now if you know me, then you know that's kinda strange. Every gangster meet a rider that'll make him change lanes. Now that's game. I better stand up when I finally get it. Exclusive VIPs only, I got the tickets. Understand that I'm a hustler that's been reformed. She from the hood, she know the struggle, she said that's the norm. My pocket's full of cash, she pulled out a purse. You paid last time, I got it. I'm like, church. One time for the ladies with their clothes on. I know it's been a minute, baby, but this show's on. Fly the Delta with your fly self. I know you representing, baby, but can I help? And I just wanna chill in your world, cause I know that you ain't feeling all these squirrels. Right, so maybe we can get this right of world. Cause you a woman, not a girl. Yeah, and now we stepping on the dance floor. She representing grown women, what you stand for? I said I got them two stepping on the dance floor. This is their girl, they got their own, what you stand for? After you never trash it, about to have me and my partners go and get it fitted and savvy. And two weeks later, keep it 100 on this, I can tell. You chain, listen, I'm the president, I think I found Michelle. Yeah, one time for the ladies with their clothes on. I know it's been a minute, baby, but this show's on. Fly the Delta with your fly self. I know you represent. Baby, but can I help? And I just wanna chill in your world, cause I know that you ain't feeling all these squirrels. Right, so maybe we can get this right of world. Cause you a woman, not a girl. Now if you ratchet, you probably ain't gonna feel this. But then again though, I was talking to you anyway. Chill. Yo, what up, man? We finna get ready to get up out of here, man. And I had some crazy technical difficulties today, so you know that was going on with the internet side of the Skype and all that kind of stuff. But shout out to all the artists I played. Let me give you a rundown of a couple of people that I played that I haven't even named out anybody that I played tonight. Basically since I started. But I played who I played. I started out with Big Four with 20 Bands, Young Pretty, Taking Pictures, Hardline with Super Booty, Linwood Layla featuring Cutty Cartel with Bang on Me. Mason Dixon with How Many Times, Jazz Star, Welcome to My City, Trap Banks with Status Quo, Benny Demons with Hometown, Cheryl with The Way I Feel, let's see, who else over here, the one that just went off was Me, Yours Truly, with the new joint that I just dropped, actually it's only been, it really just came out, you feel me, I just went to the test market, to the testers, to the people, but we're going to get ready to service it to the DJ soon, and that was Woman Not a Girl. Let's see, I played Dumbway Click, Tyra Banks. I played Miss Kendra's
Give You My All. I played Tito Lopez. That was Mama Proud. I played 215 with Cruisin'. Played Dick and Jane with Waiting On You. What else? Played Taj Infinity with Walk Hard. What else? I still even with the difficulties and with the DJ Corrupt interview, I played Burger, Where's the Love, played that joint. Yeah, so I still ran a nice little amount of music, man, even with a 30-minute interview. Shout out one more time to DJ Corrupt for tuning in, for calling into the show and getting us that interview, man. Let me help me get up out of here, man. My boy is playing. Anybody called in, anybody tweeted me the scope, y'all foul, man. You know what I mean? Y'all know that I'm dedicated to this thing over here. Y'all know I'm a Miami fan. I only got one person that texted me the whole time with a score update. One person. That's some bull. If I had my gunshots and if my internet was working right, I'd kill all you bastards right now. Just cue the gunshots. Matter of fact, cue the outro. I'm out, man. K1 Gen Radio, the Subway.